supporting local Laguna Beach nonprofits. Welcome to Caroline's Cause Corner. KX93.5.
All right, every week, Caroline Bruderer joins us in the studio and highlights another great local nonprofit or cause. And you've got a legendary activist
legend,
in studio today.
Legend. I'm super excited to have Beth Leeds on, who is an activist at heart first, artist, amazing lady, author, grandma. Welcome, Beth.
God, hi.
I'm so happy to have you on. We could talk for hours and hours and hours, but let's get right to it. We're today going to really focus on the Laguna Clean Ocean Campaign. Talk about that. We will dip down into some of your past antics here in Laguna Beach as an activist and promoter and author and all that stuff, but we'll really focus on the oceans today. So go ahead and dive
Hi,
in
Caroline.
And welcome. Yeah.
Hi, Caroline. It's wonderful to be here. I love my favorite station. I am a fan.
Yay.
And I wanted to talk about the Laguna Clean Ocean Campaign, which I've been working on actually since 1995 on and off, when I was president of Save Our Shores. And also, I wanted to read a flyer that I produced. It goes, residents and tourists of Laguna Beach have a choice to become the first coastal town to get toxics out of our ocean. Each day, each minute, each second, we are dumping toxics from our homes and businesses into the ocean with the products we use. Together, we can accomplish our goal by using non-toxic products and becoming a part of this effort. And it's all about, you know, the way that we're going to have our alternatives in our lives here in Laguna so we can change what we're doing and actually start a movement to really be green, which Laguna, you know, wants to be.
Exactly. Yes, I have been inspired lately to really focus on the oceans, and the listeners will see that in my next few shows to talk about the toxicity, the plastics, and all of the things that are getting actually worse, and the things that our residents and visitors can do to help, you know, combat that. So why don't you give a couple of examples of things that people can do in home that are super easy?
Well, I've been helping people get toxics out of their homes and businesses and helping them find better alternatives. And it would be using non-toxic products, health issues. People have health issues, and the toxics that we use in our home currently just worsen the health issues because our bodies mm-hmm. have to take care of that. The EPA says that the indoor toxics are worse than the outdoor toxics. So we're breathing constantly in our house. So we have to clean up our act, you might say. And in doing so, we're going to be cleaning up our ocean at the same time.
Yeah, so somebody wrote you a jingle that maybe we'll listen to real quick right
oh,
now.
Oh, cool. Why, that was Ernie
Tyler,
Lewis.
Tyler, can you cue that up?
Save Ernie, our ocean,
Ernie, Ernie Lewis
keep it
wrote this jingle for
Help a little
our
town
campaign.
That could become green. Keep the toxins green. Keep the toxins out of the sea. Save our ocean. Keep it clean. Save our ocean. Keep it clean.
Help the okay, so Beth.
Well, save our ocean,
nice.
Keep it clean. That's yeah. the whole. That's the whole gist of the jingle. It's adorable, and that's what we have to do. And I kind of thought it's really fun to have a little anthem or a little jingle to go along with what we're doing for the kids too, because they'll be singing it as well.
You know, you told me that your first memory of really being an activist is when you were 8 years old in Laguna Beach, and you helped. Tell the listeners what you did, because I think it's important that the listeners realize that Laguna Beach is such a progressive community, and the children here are activists, you know, junior activists, and learning that, you know, they need to kind of take the world into their own hands, and they do many, many great things, and so that was sort of your story.
Well, you're never too young. That's what I say. And never too old. Ha ha. But, well, when I was 8, my grandmother's best friend almost got hit on Lower Cliff Drive and Cliff Drive. So everyone said, oh, someone should go to the city council. So I did go. And I was 8. And a lot of the other people went with me. And I told the council, gee, we have to put a stop sign there. And they go, well, it'll take 3 months. And I go, no, it won't do it tomorrow. And they go, we can't. And I said, well, I'm going to be sitting there then until you do. So I sat there with my little chair, and people brought me milk and cookies. And at 3 o'clock the next day, they dug a hole and stuck a piece of wood in it, and that was it. See? There was the stop sign.
Change maker at 8. And that led into you doing the unbelievable that is actually helping to change legislation. And please tell the listeners all about that.
Well, I've been stopping offshore oil since the 70s and off of Laguna's coast and actually the whole coast of California. And so I decided, well, first I went to Washington the first time and I wrote this bill for saving California's coast. And they all go, no, what about all the rest of the world and everything and the rest of the nation? So then the next time I went and I wrote a bill called the National Ocean Protection Act, which Congress passed. So that was kind of pretty good for Congress to pass something that a citizen wrote.
Yeah.
And it's still in effect right now.
It's amazing. I think that's just remarkable.
Well, the oil companies wanted to put 25 oil rigs between Newport and San Clemente. They called it a parade of oil rigs. And I'm just going, oh, I'm sure. No way.
that's just ridiculous. But anyway, it continues and goes on and on. And that's why we have so many amazing ocean activists in the world. Just real quick, just a little history.
Sure.
Talk about the Christmas festival that you were actually the producer of.
Well, actually, my friend Kurt was the visionary, but nobody really took any action, and nobody really did anything. So I kind of found myself becoming the organizer of the festival and making sure everything was cool. I was the liaison between the city council and the festival. And it was really a beautiful thing, and a lot of incredible things happened, and I wrote a book called The Happening. It's available on Amazon, and it really tells everything because I wrote it 2 weeks after The Happening. So it was kind of naively written, but it was from my heart. So
The Happening is infamously known as when the orange sunshine was dropped out of the airplane and in the Laguna Canyon, is that right?
That's right.
Where it was?
And a friend parachuted in, and... it was fantastic. We fed everyone for 3 days, which is really incredible, and no charge. Nobody paid.
So. Definitely some of Laguna's more storied history.
It was
so
wonderful.
Lastly, you have an event coming up on Valentine's Day
on
Main Beach. What's happening?
I do. Well, at noon on Valentine's Day in front of the lifeguard tower, I'm going to be there to educate people and activate them regarding getting toxics out of their homes and educating them about the ocean and how we can really make a difference with the ocean. And I've seen it happen time and time again. People do. So it's 12 o'clock, and I'll be passing out red shiny hearts, and we'll be pinning them on trees around Laguna.
Okay.
That'll be one of the actions that we do.
Excellent. Okay, so 12 o'clock, Main Beach, Valentine's Day. Join Beth for this. And for the listeners that want to donate and help Laguna Clean Ocean Campaign further its cause, if you become a member of KX93.5 this week during this broadcast, you can donate directly to this organization. And I want to thank Beth Leeds again. We need lots more time. We'll have you back on.
I wanted to give my contact information. It's BethLeeds@gmail.com. And my number, my phone number is 949-295-6298.
Excellent. BethLeeds@gmail.com. Touch base with her and help Laguna Clean Ocean Campaign further its great work. So,
thank you, Caroline.
Thanks for being on, Beth. And for all the listeners, Facebook me. Give me some ideas of who you'd like to have on my show. And until next time, this is Caroline Bruder for Caroline's Cause Corner. Make it a giving day.
This was Caroline's Cause Corner. Enter your business at kx935.com/causecorner. Back to generational alt-rock. KX935, Laguna's only FM.